You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. How many of you out there are experiencing problems with your skin due to wearing a mask all day long? How many of you have had skin problems almost your entire life and have really never thought to come to a plastic surgeon to ask for help? How many of you, now get ready, how many of you would believe me if I told you that the number one thing you can do to prejuvenate, in other words, to try to stay as youthful looking for as long as you can, would be to work on your skincare regimen? How many of you would believe me if I told you that? Well, it actually is really, really true. And we know this because I've had patients in my practice for over 20, 25 years that have never done anything surgically. And all they have done is keep up on a very aggressive skincare regimen. They may do a little bit of Botox from time to time. They may do a laser resurfacing every year or two, but they've never really had a skin cutting. They've never had a facelift, an eyelid lift, a forehead lift, a neck lift, nothing that was really a surgical necessity to them, because they've really been so diligent about 365 days a year doing something to make their skin better and better and better. And the beauty of this is that we now have all the technology and the literature and all the real scientific support to understand what you could do every morning and every night that would make your skin better and would make you look more youthful and would tighten your skin. And that if you had problem skin, it would make the problems better. And we really do have the key. We know how to make this happen. But here is the main problem. I hope everybody's listening. That was my pause right there so everybody could listen. Here's the main problem. In our society, everyone's looking for the quick fix. And I'm no different. Everyone's looking for the magic pill so that they don't really have to go to the gym and exercise. They don't really have to do anything like a skincare regimen every morning and every night. They just want a very quick type of fix. And although those quick fixes, in some sense, is available, I can tell you that, and you, I'm probably talking to you, and you probably know all this anyway, but maybe it's your friends and family that don't really understand this. But here's the truth. You know, and it could be you, friends or you, that are watching everything you eat. You go to the gym at least 5 times a week. You're exercising, you're doing everything right. And you look terrific, but you just keep on trying to like tweak and get better and better, right? That's a plastic surgery patient. I know that patient. I've been in practice over 25 years, and I love all of you because you're going for perfection. And, listen, as a plastic surgeon, that's what I'm going for too. But in that subsection of patients, there are those that do not want to do anything overly invasive. They believe that by eating healthy and exercising appropriately and drinking tons of water and doing all the things that you know you're supposed to do, you should look as unbelievable as you feel. But there's genetics, and there are things that are just going to preclude you from aging as gracefully as you'd like to. You may be in the greatest shape in the world, but genetically, you're just predisposed to have some wrinkled skin, some loose skin, some areas of just maybe acne scars or acne prone skin. And what I'm saying to you is that we have the ways of making this all better. It's not like a mystery anymore. We know exactly what we need to give you to treat in the morning, what you would put on your skin at night before to go to bed. And we can even supplement it with some radio frequency treatments that you would come in and maybe get it done every couple of months, or a laser resurfacing that you would do every year or so. So we have the capability of doing it, but I'm telling you, the number one reason that most of you that don't participate in this don't do it is because it is the slow boat to get to where you want to go. It is a slower way of getting there, because if I give you some creams to use tonight, tomorrow morning, and I tell you to stay on it for a while, you're probably not going to see a result for a good, let's say, week to 2 weeks. And even then, it's going to be, you know, minimal at first. But for you that have been staying on it over the course of years, you'll be the first ones to say, I can't believe how much better I look now. Even though I'm 10 years older, my skin quality and my skin turgor and how everything looks is so much improved because I've been on a really aggressive skincare regimen. So here's the take-home message. If you're out there and you're thinking that you're starting to see a lot of laxity in your skin, you're starting to see some wrinkles that maybe even be a little bit premature. If you're starting to say, you know what, I've had acne-prone skin my entire life and I just can't stand it anymore. If you're out there wearing a mask all day and you're starting to get this mask knee, that's the new term for acne due to wearing a mask. I'm telling you that here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery or any really great dermatology or plastic surgery office, we do have the tools that we can give you to make all of those things better. The trick is going to be you're going to have to stay on it because you're going to still have to do something every morning and every night to keep up on this. And it's a very, very good investment. You know, I tell patients a lot of times, if you only went to see the dentist every 6 months or a year, but you never brushed your teeth and you never flossed and you never used any mouthwash or you never did anything like that, that would be pretty gross. And you would think to yourself, oh my God, how's my, you know, oral hygiene going to be good if I just wait to go to see the dentist every 6 months? You every morning, every night, I'm sure you do some sort of dental care, you know, gum care, something like that. Well, that's all I'm really saying that you need to do. It doesn't have to be multiple skincare products where you're, you know, working on your face for hours every morning or every night. I'm literally talking about doing basic regimens of things that we know based on all the scientific literature and based on years of experience with other patients. We know the skincare regimen that'll be right for you. Let's say you have environmentally damaged skin. We have a skincare regimen for you. Let's say you have acne-prone skin. We have a skincare regimen for you. How about combination oily and dry skin? We've got something for you too. So my point is, just like patients that will say they really can't get into better shape, but when we ask them about, are you exercising at all? Are you walking? Are you watching what you eat? And they kind of give me that, you know, look like, now I know I'm supposed to be doing that, but I'm really not. I understand that. And that's exactly the same things that I'm saying about skincare. And that's why I want to make sure that I'm making a push to talk about this now, because we're entering into a season right now where everyone's wearing a mask all day, right? And that's been going on for months and months and months. But when we start to wear it for long periods of time, when you're going to start putting heat on in the house, when there's going to be days that it's going to be 70 and some days that are going to be 30, there's going to be a lot of skin issues, dry skin. People that have very oily skin may start to get even more oily. There's a lot of different things going on. And now would be a really opportune time to really get your skin and your skincare regimen under control. And I'm telling you, I've had so many patients, men included, that, you know, for their whole life, they've basically been just washing their face with, you know, a bar of soap. And once they get into a regimen of just using really good medical grade skincare type products, something that's really good to wash your face with in the morning and at night, something like a vitamin C cream or ointment that would penetrate well and has very good transdermal uptake of product, some retinol type products, things like that, that we know fortify the skin, cause the dermis to get thicker. And if you use these products on a continual basis, you will definitely notice an improvement in wrinkles, an improvement in overall skincare manageability. You'll start to notice that fine lines go away. You'll notice that a lot of little blood vessels that were always broken and just looked like, made your skin look like an aged person's skin, all of a sudden starts to look more youthful. And it's not really magic. It's really doing something that's nourishing your skin. My last push on this is to talk about adjuncts to the skincare regimen, such as using some PRP treatments. You know, we've been doing some of these PRP treatments for a while now to promote hair growth. So a lot of guys and a lot of women that have come in because they started to notice, you know, some either weakened, thinning hair, some balding spots, areas that just didn't look like healthy skin and hair. What we've started to notice is the scalp is so much more healthy that it promotes the growth of really good quality hair. And in very similar fashion, if we take that same PRP and start using it in the skin, maybe doing a little microneedling at the same time, we can actually drive the PRP, the stuff that's really causing growth factors to promote skin health deep into your skin with very fine little microneedling. It's an amazing, amazing type of a result. And it's not something that you have to do all the time. It's literally something that you could do spread out over months while you're maintaining your home regimen of skincare. And I know, you know, as a plastic surgeon, we sometimes don't really talk enough about home care regimens because we're always so fascinated about all the brand new technologies that we could do in the operating room or in the office with different kinds of fancy equipment and injectables. And look, I'm the first one to tell you, I get all geeked out and excited about all those things, you know, immediately. But like I'm saying, I don't want to feel guilty that I'm not getting out there and talking to all of you about what you could be doing every morning and every night, 365 days a year, that's keeping up on making you look as youthful and as great as possible. And at the end of the day, just think about this. If you're coming to see me every once in a while, that's great and we love it. If you're coming to see our estheticians and our nurses, I'm very excited and that's great. But just think, if you could be doing something every morning and every night that's promoting good skin health, making your skin look more youthful, I think you'd really, really be happy with that. So You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. If you have any questions or concerns, you could always find us at daviscps.com. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.